Tonight's game brought to you in part by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair. Take care of your car. Visit Mark's Transmission at 911 Charles Drive in Toms River. Same old guy, just a new name.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams in Saraluca. Brad Burescano here is our on-site engineer. And Lauren Bajica back into the studios. Busy day of football here on 1160, 1310 WOBM AM. Monmouth University football on the airwaves earlier today. Hawks lost a tough one at home to St. Francis, Pennsylvania. We're here doing our high school stuff here tonight. And we will get you sent for the state playoffs to start next Friday night. You can listen to our Barnabas Health High School football show live from the Water Street Grill Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Here are the Griffins back to work. The inside carry will go to Klimek off the right side. Takes it down inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. That will go as a gain of about 7. Will leave Monsignor Donovan 3 yards shy of a first down. 4th and 3. Corey Fultzer on that tackle. Certainly 4-down territory here for Mondon inside the Liberty 35-yard line. Looking to tie this one up, but need a first down to start things off. Fumble through the line again. Doesn't matter if Liberty has it. They're going to get the football back on 4th down. I believe that the Lions did recover it, and it will be Jackson Liberty football.
Not exactly going the Griffins' way on senior night homecoming. You know, they introduced all the seniors with their parents before the game. And honestly, the biggest play of this game was an ejection of the starting quarterback and safety for the Griffins, and maybe one they can't overcome.
And that, of course, Vinny Grasso, the 5'6 junior. On 1st and 10 here, Castronova trying to go back to work. 2nd turnover of the night from Mondon. Castronova on a quarterback sweep around the outside, and there's Farrell there to wrap him up in the backfield. It will go as a loss of close to 4 yards and bring up 2nd and 14.
A couple of nice plays by the senior middle linebacker. The Griffins defense really is going to have to hold their ground and kind of give the offense some opportunities here.
Some familiar faces, Kevin. I know you know them both on the Jack's Liberty sidelines there. Frank Gianetti and Anthony Myers.
There's Frank Gianetti, a star at Toms River East and later Penn State. Myers was an outstanding player at Toms River South.
2nd and long, high snap up over the top of Castronova. He will go back and wisely just fall on the football. After the snap of that one at the 33-yard line, now they will march it all the way back to the 14-yard loss to set up the old 3rd and a country mile.
Just want to let you guys know that my sneakers are officially full of mud. And we're just started the second quarter.
Send me the receipt, and you know we'll try and get you a new pair.
Okay, thank you. Well, you know me and my sneakers. I do have quite a few.
Tight end off to the right, split wide receiver sent for Castronova. On 3rd down and long, Foster and Amadovar are in the backfield. It will be Castronova trying to make something out of nothing. Hit hard at the 21-yard line. Coming up to make that tackle was Ben Alexander, the outside linebacker. Small gain on the play, about a 2.5-yard pickup. Brings up 4th down and long, and the Lions will have to punt the football away.
Good series by the Griffins D there, aided by the high snap.
Yeah, most of the snaps on that series were not good by Jack's Liberty. I don't know what happened to the offensive center, but Castronova was reaching.
Griffins bringing pressure. Flag is out. Ortiz will come up, call for, and make a fair catch right near midfield. But let's check the penalty here.
Right on the line of scrimmage, so you have to believe somebody might have been lined up wrong, thrown by the head linesman. Not set, probably.
I got to believe it's against Liberty.
Yeah, I think they weren't set.
Usually when it's against the other team, the referee will stay on that part of the field, not run all the way down. Let's see what they call here.
They're going to wave it off.
Wave it off.
Okay.
pretty good field position here for Monsignor Donovan to work with. They have the ball basically at midfield, just on their side of the 50-yard line.
Matt, sideline warning.
Sideline warning.
On Monsignor Donovan. So next one, and Dan Duddy going crazy now on the sideline, moving everybody out of the way. Next one will be a penalty.
Not quite sure that Coach Duddy will be happy with much that the referees do for the remaining part of the night.
Mondon just out of sync here. Only 10 guys. One just runs out.
Man in motion. Here's the carry. It will go to number 32. That is Hannafin. He will work his way forward, lower the shoulder, and deliver the hit on Sousa and Foster. 7-yard pickup on first down. It leaves Mondon with a 2nd and 3.
I believe Hannafin was the guy who ran on the field late, wasn't he, Kev?
That is correct.
That would have been interesting as we were looking, Hanson was looking for a handoff. Nobody would have been there.
Man in motion across the formation is Ortiz. Option pitch to the outside behind Klimek. Couldn't make the connection with Hanson. And after that 7-yard pickup, this will go as about a 7-yard loss and bring up 3rd down and 10.
Ed, you know this whole offense is repetition. It's repetition. You do this 1,000 times in the summer and the fall, and, you know, the problem is the young man playing now didn't do it 1,000 times.
Exactly. That's just what I was saying. I mean, in practice, you know, you just don't have that long to practice, and half of it's defense, so your quarterback is first stringer is taking most of the snaps in practice.
On 3rd down and 10, here's the inside carry. Goes for Klimek. He is dropped in the backfield. That's Ahmed Foster coming up and making the tackle from his linebacking spot. No gain after a promising first down run. The Griffins could get no closer. They went backwards to the original line of scrimmage, and they will have to punt the football away. Klimek, who just carried it, doubles as the kicker and the punter.
Ahmed Foster, a good-looking athlete Liberty. Good size.
6'3", 190-pound senior.
Yeah, plays very big.
Good snap. No pressure for Klimek. Wobbly kick. Regina will let it bounce.
Might have touched. Well,
no.
Close.
Yeah.
It'll be downed by Monsignor Donovan at the Liberty 22-yard line where the Lions will have it. 1st down and 10. 7:05 to play here in our first half. Jackson, Liberty 7. Monsignor Donovan, nothing.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it on Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach.
By the way, Castronova, guys, if you remember a couple years ago, Chris Castronova was the Liberty quarterback. And talking to some of the coaches over there, Castronova's been hanging around the program since he's been in seventh grade. So very familiar. And I don't know what coaches meeting it was decided to move him to QB, but whoever made that suggestion better get a raise.
Seems to definitely have worked, no doubt about it. Lion offense has been on fire the last couple weeks. Amaldivar will get the carry and take it just over the 25-yard line for a gain of about 3. Make it 2nd and 7. We're inside of 7 minutes remaining. Farrell and DeMaria on the tackle.
Tackled by Tom Farrell and Mike DeMaria.
Castronova among the quarterbacks who still run all the way over and get the play call.
I never quite understood that, man.
They go from the far side hash mark all the way across the field.
Make it about twice and that'd be it for me.
Matos into the game. Slot receiver to your side along with Nyblack. Fake one way. Give the other to Foster off the left side. And Ahmed Foster will have a first down out over the 30. 5-yard line, get to the 37. Chains will move on a gain of about 11.
Hanson on the stop.
Well, there's no doubt that Jack's Liberty's had the better of play so far in this football game, and the score indicates so. 7-0 Liberty. Mondon's just got to hope that they can hold Jacks to this one score and then just try to squeak out a victory with their backup QB.
Split backfield look. New man into the game. Castronova not in here. Almost intercepted by Farrell. Into the game, Bob Davies, the senior quarterback.
Good pressure, by the way, but Hannafin came on the blitz. Davies was the starter, in the beginning of the year. That was the change that was made. You guys might remember we actually had him on our Thursday night show with Coach Tim Osborne early in the season.
Kind of a strange time to bring your backup quarterback in and throw a pass. I'm not sure anything was wrong with Castronova. He's right back in here on second and 10. Split wide receiver set, split backfield, and a tight end to the right side of the formation. Castronova wanting to throw. Great coverage down the field by Mondon. Castronova in trouble, trying to get that quickness going. Slipped down on the wet field at the 30-yard line and will go down for a 7-yard loss. It will set up third down and long.
To answer your question, Kevin, I think it's in Davey's contract that he must throw one pass a game. He says, okay, I'll move to the wideout, but I got to throw at least one a game. But, yeah, the arrow is an indication of the wet field, Matt, as you called, as he tried to change directions. His feet just went out from under him, and his knee hit the ground.
Third down, 17. Matos near side, Nye Black up top, far sideline to the left. Three out into the pattern for Castronova. Throws the fade pattern, looking for Nye Black, and Hansen was there on the coverage. Lets it go up over the top of his head. It'll bring up fourth down and long, and with 4:43 remaining here in the second quarter and the Lions leading 7-0, Jackson Liberty will have to punt it away. Ostrowski on. He will step into it.
Kevin Ortiz back for the Griffins.
About his own 18-yard line. Back deep is Kevin Ortiz. See if Griffins bring pressure. They won't. Low snap. Would have been a great time to bring pressure that time. Ostrowski gets off a kick. I think Ortiz lost it in the lights a little bit. It was a low driving kick that will roll and stop at the 31-yard line down there by Doug Thompson, and it will bring up another first down and 10 for Monsignor Donovan.
Sometimes you just make a decision, it backfires. You know, that time it was the return all the way, and as you said, if they had put some pressure on, that probably would have resulted in a block. So here we go, 4:28 left in the second quarter, 7-0 Jackson Liberty. The Griffin offense really has not got on track ever since the loss of their starting quarterback for an ejection, and you know, Matt, if they could get 7-0 in the locker room at halftime and try and settle down and make some adjustments, they're right in the ball game.
Wings to either side, single back behind Hansen. Option off the left side. Hansen going to keep it, look to get something pushed forward, stopped at the 34-yard line. That tackle made by Amadovar.
Hansen with a 3-yard gain.
So Bruce Amadovar works offensively, works defensively as well.
Kevin,
just about a 3-yard gain,
yes,
second and 7.
Me, Coach Papaleo, his brother is on this staff, correct? You know, the Homedale head coach?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, I think I saw them conversing. Oh, another snap.
Long snap up over the head of Hansen, and the Griffins able to go back and cover it. Hannafin tracked it down along with Hansen. Talk about a big loss on the play. This one will pin Mondon back inside their 15-yard line at the 13, where it is third down and extremely long.
Eddie is the defensive coordinator, actually. It's always good to talk to yourself, you know.
Can't help you there.
Yeah,
you bring Ed into the conversation. There's a 50-50 chance. Stretching the play out to the right side as Ortiz. He'll get close to the 20-yard line to at least give Mondon some breathing room to punt. Jackson Liberty has called the timeout. We will take a timeout as well. 3:03 to go in the first half. Jackson Liberty 7, Monsignor Donovan nothing. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Tonight's game brought to you by Patricia Romano of REMAX at Barnegat Bay. Real estate with a personal touch where service doesn't end at 5. When it's results that count, count on Patricia Romano of REMAX at Barnegat Bay. Visit soldbypatty.com.
Lions should get pretty good field position out of this as Jackson Liberty will get the football back here on fourth down and 23. It'll be Klimek to punt with the end zone looming behind him. Low snap. Here comes pressure. Gets the kick off. Hanging in the lights. Gets off a great kick.
Boy, that is a tremendous kick.
It will roll out of bounds just shy of the 35-yard line. And, boy, did the Griffins need that one.
Huge. Now it's up to the defense to keep Liberty off the board here on this possession. Just under 3 minutes left in the first half.
Tell you how good of a kick that was. Dom Regina, the return man for Jackson Liberty, was standing at the 50-yard line awaiting the kick. It went 15 yards up over his head.
First and 10 for Jackson on their own 36.
They spot it at the 36-yard line, where the Lions have 2 minutes and 52 seconds to work with. They did use a timeout to slow the clock down on the chains of possession. Castronova going back to work. Almodovar in the backfield with Foster. Two receivers off to the right side. Almodovar gets it, stacked up on the line of scrimmage, and dropped.
Farrell
again. Boy, we've called his name a bunch. He has made a ton of tackles in this first half.
Yeah, and that middle linebacker position, you know, you better make a whole lot of tackles against an offense like this, and he certainly is a good one.
Loss of a yard on the play brings up second down and 11. Again, the Griffins playing without their starting quarterback, ejected Vin Grosso in the corner. And as we said, they would love to get into the locker room at 7-0. Maybe they could get a quick three and out here and at least make Jackson Liberty have to punt. Castronova from the shotgun. Quarterback sweep around the left end. Looking to get to the corner. He will. Tuck it run. Get knocked down at the 41-yard line, giving chase was Grant Klimek the safety.
You know, obviously we didn't see it, and we are not up close, but, you know, just from up here, which is easy to say, if I'm going to throw anyone out of a game that early, it has to be incredibly flagrant.
And blatant.
Now, maybe it was. We're not there. But I just hate to see anyone get tossed that early for either team.
Third down and 5. Clock stopped with 1:57. Another quarterback sneak. Quarterback draw, I should say, excuse me. It'll be Castronova off the left side. That tackle made by Steve Kenny.
Mondon should use a timeout here.
Yeah, I think Dan Duddy looking for one, and he will get it. Timeout is taken. We'll keep it right here. 1:44 remaining in the first half. 7-0 in favor of the Lions. We saw one punt that Monsignor Donovan went after, almost got. One punt that there was a low snap they didn't go after. I think right now you send everybody.
I agree. You put one guy back, and then you send 10. You know, any kind of bad snap or whatever, you know, you got to make a play. You can't assume the way your offense is played you're going to be able to drive 70 yards in a minute and 44, but maybe you block a punt, you get a short field or something like that, you can get some points before halftime.
Well, I think you've got to figure out ways to try and manufacture some points.
I agree.
Special teams could be one of those ways to do it, so you take a chance here. You obviously don't want to run into the kicker and give the Lions a first down.
Lions only need 2 yards, though, so you got to, you know, keep a couple back just in case they decide to do something. I mean, you know, you got the lead, you got a 7-point lead, and you got a minute and 44 left.
Actually, would be a good spot for a fake here.
I agree, because they have to be careful.
They do have a man wide, so that kind of nullifies. You kind of have to put somebody out there.
Yeah, watch the up back. That's who would handle the fake.
That's the Sousa. Sousa, who is a tight end linebacker, so he can certainly run with the football. Mondon playing more like regular defense, expecting perhaps a fake. They don't get it. And Ostrowski with a low kick that takes a great bounce inside the 15 at the 11-yard line. It'll be down. So by coming out and spreading things out a little bit, the Griffins had to spread their punt return team out and didn't really play with anybody back deep. They allow the ball to trickle all the way down to the 11-yard line, where it is first down and 10 with a minute 32 remaining in the second quarter. That was an interesting text you just showed me. Yeah. Alabama, the number one team in college football, losing to Texas A&M.
That really upsets the apple cart.
Sure does.
Knocks them right out of the championship picture.
Three now undefeated teams remaining.
One of them, you're Fighting Irish.
That's true. First and 10. Fumble inside the 10. Picked up. And did he get in? He did. Touchdown. That is number 55, Chris Cruz. Picked up the football on a fumbled exchange about the 10-yard line, scooped it up, and able to get into the end zone. And the Lions have capitalized on another turnover from Monsignor Donovan.
It's been a nightmarish first half for the Griffin offense. And that might be one of the great understatements.
Jackson takes the lead, 13 to 9.
I believe that's three fumbles, right? They lost two, or they lose all three?
They lost. Well, the one was on a fourth down.
Oh, okay.
We didn't really get a clear indication as to who actually recovered it. It would have been Liberty football anyway. Here's the extra point put up and good. I think Mondon had 12 guys on the field when it was snapped, but referees will kind of let that go. 14 to nothing, our score. 1:24 remaining in the half. We will keep it right here. I want to correct something that I said. I think I missed one team in there. I said three undefeateds left. Louisville is still undefeated.
No, they got beat today by Syracuse.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it is down to three teams.
Yep.
So I was right the first time.
What was that final, Alabama?
I don't know what the final was.
They lost.
So Kansas State, Oregon, and Notre Dame are all undefeated. If it stays that way, one of them will be on the outside looking in the national championship picture.
And a lot of controversy if that happens.
Well, Oregon will definitely be number one this week if they win.
29-24, Ed, was the final score in that game.
They were down, 20-0 early. Got close. Nebraska beats Penn State 32-23. Devastating loss. We were better. Bad call on a replay official. I'll see when I go home tonight.
Was that on the safety?
No, they had a touchdown wipe. They fumbled, but the feeling was that the guy broke the plane, but the review said no. Bad call.
It's obviously the right call.
I'm sure it was, yeah.
Low squib kick here from Ostrowski. Trickling back. It is a live football. And the Griffins able to fall on it. That was very dangerous. Able to pounce on that ball for Monsignor Donovan. They were able to trickle their way back. Ben Alexander able to pick it up. Griffin's just all out of sorts right now.
Yeah.
You know, defensively, Kevin, they've been okay, but offensively, they just have never recovered.
And they just haven't given their defense. Now a lot of guys are going both ways, but they just haven't given their defense a chance, really. Only a couple of first downs.
At the 29-yard line, split wide receiver sent, wings to either side for Hansen. Here's the inside carry. It goes to Klimek, who stays on his feet, looking to cut back and pick up some more yardage. He does. Gets to the 43-yard line. That will be a first down. Cruz, who just had the fumble recovery for a score, makes the tackle. That goes as a gain of just about 14 yards.
I think it was their best play of the first half.
I don't think there's any question about that. Right back to the line, looking for something to happen. Hansen wants to throw. Intended target was Ray Gant. That falls incomplete. Gant couldn't hang on to it. Does stop the clock, however, with a minute 05 remaining.
Good coverage by James Connell.
Yeah, that pass went right through Foster's hands, number 44. On this defensive right side, he's like lamenting that he didn't catch that. Hit him right in the hands as it went to the Mondon player.
Hansen sends Ortiz in motion. Gets the corner on the right side at midfield. Trying to maybe get to the sideline of the far side. Not able to get out of bounds. Clock will continue to run. Close to an 8-yard pickup. And now Mondon has called a timeout. We'll step out real quick as well. 53 seconds remaining in the first half. Jackson Liberty 14. Monsignor Donovan nothing. We're back with more of our open MRI of wall game of the week on the Shore Sports Network.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Member FDIC. Mondon ball here, third down, and we're going to call it a yard With 53 seconds left in the second quarter, Jackson Liberty leading it 14-0.
And Hanson looking for the snap, sends Ortiz in motion. Here's the inside carry for Klinik. He's got some space. He's got a first down. He is inside of the 40-yard line, taken down at the 38. Tackle made by Castronova. And there is a Liberty player down.
That injury will help Monsignor Donovan as they do not have to use a timeout.
That is Dan Nyblack, who, by the way, two plays before was slow to get up and walk back to the line of scrimmage. So, obviously, whatever it was, he had had something was bothering him then, and now he's down on the field and being attended to by the athletic trainer along with coaches.
First and 10 with 49 seconds remaining. This has been a pretty decent drive for Monsignor Donovan. They've had some nice long runs from Klimek to at least get themselves in scoring position. And, boy, a touchdown would do wonders for them.
Matt, both Klimek and Ortiz hit the hole pretty quick. I think you'd like to try and get the ball in their hands as much as possible. Really what's been taken away is the quarterback as a real running option right now. You've got to get the ball in the hands of your playmakers. Klimek is clearly the guy on this team. Nyblack is up. Looks like he's okay.
Yeah, I'd go in the locker room at halftime and X out the option play for Monsignor Donovan. You are correct, Kevin. You just got to hand it off. Of course, they have had some problems doing that also. But, you know, the option play has got to be negated. Even though you may have thought you could run it against Jax Liberty, not with your backup quarterback maybe.
Man in motion this time is Hannafin. Hanson wants to throw. Pushes it down the field, and it is intercepted. Threw into double coverage, and Castronova is the man to pull it down. Another turnover here for Monsignor Donovan.
Well, just a poor decision. The receiver is double covered. He's not open one bit. You're just kind of throwing it there, and, you know, if the guy's not open, that's the situation. You still have time. But he's a backup quarterback for a reason, giving it his best.
Yeah, Castronova just playing center field there.
And, that was an easy interception,
easy
right?
Easy one, yeah. Easy pick.
Looks like Jackson Liberty will take a knee here and be content to go in leading 14-0.
They'll have to do it one more time.
This will be one of those games, and we've got a whole nother half of football. It'll be one of those games because it happened so early. You wonder how the game would be.
You got it.
With Vin Grasso.
What could have happened?
It's natural. Sure, we all do that.
Another knee is taken, and the teams will head into the locker room. So Monsignor Donovan's got some stuff to figure out. It is the Griffins that are in control of Class B South, but Jackson Liberty hoping that they do not celebrate with a championship here tonight.
Making my way over to head coach Tim Osborne.
See if we can get a quick word with the head lion.
And here he is. Tim, pretty much went your way that first half.
Well, I don't know about going our way. Their defense is playing outstanding. I mean, they're just beating us up front. The things we've been able to do the last few weeks we haven't been able to do. So we really got to tip the hat to them on defense.
Yeah, but your defense, 4 turnovers already.
Yeah, I'm happy with the way our defense is playing. I hope we get our offense in gear because they're dangerous. They have some speed, and they can break it at any time. So we got to put some more points up on the board the second half.
I'll walk with you. Come on. Tell me about the coaches' meeting when the decision to move Castron over to QB.
Well, it was kind of I came in. I said, I think it's time to make a change at quarterback. And you know, everybody loved Bob. Bob's a great kid, an outstanding leader, still an outstanding leader on our team. And, you know, everybody felt bad, but they felt it was the right choice to us. And since we've moved Matt to quarterback, we've been doing much better offensively.
Well, you make too much money. I was going to give the assistant coach who made this suggestion a little raise, but you make enough. Congratulations. Good luck in the second half.
Thanks, guys.
Tim Osborne, the architect of this Jackson Liberty program in their 6th year as a varsity program here at the Shore Conference. 1 year underneath that, so Osborne in his 7th year has his Lions playing good football right now. They lead it 14-0. We step out and take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we hear all about the food down in Cancun. Quick timeout. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.